Stedman is a Republican and a conservative, and he has watched in dismay as state government, largely controlled by his party, has failed to address Alaska's systemic financial problems. Apologies for the poor quality of the Zoom audio.
As we all understand, we've been running at deficit spending for quite some time, and we've spent down our savings accounts precipitously, well over $10 billion. We've got about $1 billion left in our main savings account.
That savings account is the Constitutional Budget Reserve, or the CBR. Stedman co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee and oversees the state operations budget. Last December, Governor Mike Dunleavy, also a Republican, unveiled a budget proposal for the state that would draw the usual 5% from the permanent fund to pay the state's bills, plus another $3 billion to pay out his promised $3,000 dividend. The only problem, the governor's not in charge of the budget, legislators like Stedman are. Or, in Stedman's words, he proposes and we dispose. Stedman says a $3,000 dividend is extremely unlikely because it would put Alaska on a slippery slope towards spending the permanent fund itself.
We would have a substantial budget deficit and we'd be eroding the permanent fund. And some of us are very concerned that if we erode the permanent fund, the earnings reserve portion, that's a spendable portion of the permanent fund, we have nowhere else to go.
Stedman says that although there's been discussion about tax structure this session, both oil taxes and sales taxes, nothing is likely to move through the legislature this year. Like legislative bodies everywhere in the country, Stedman says he and his colleagues are focused on the influx of cash from the American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion relief bill which President Biden signed into law earlier in March. That amounts to over $1 billion for Alaska, including $359 million for the state's schools. Stedman says there's some flexibility in appropriating this money, and it's occupying a lot of the legislature's attention.
We're looking at breaking it up over 2 or 3 years, so we don't want to waste it.
Unlike earlier relief bills, the American Rescue Plan has a longer horizon, with a spending deadline at the end of 2024. Where that money will land has yet to be determined. Stedman thinks there will be some for the Alaska Marine Highway and that there might be a way to fold relief funding into Search's new hospital project in Sitka, which could require substantial infrastructure upgrades to accomplish. And he also wants to look at expanding classrooms at Mount Edgecombe High School, replacing the World War II vintage dorms, and funding an endowment for the school. Stedman sees these projects as a way to balance the expensive roads and bridges that are needed in other regions of the state. But some other things were going to be a tougher sell, namely relief for the visitor industry. Southeast and the Denali Borough are the two hardest hit areas by the 2-year hiatus in cruising. Stedman didn't go out of his way to raise hopes for relief here, but he would try. Now, that's part of the solution, he said. To get your colleagues to recognize you've got an impact, it's another challenge to get them to support cutting funds loose to the impacted areas. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.